Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill White. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Williams reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Avila fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Hegan moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. Garcia moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Boone reaches second base with a double. Garcia scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Boone scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hatfield out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willard Nixon now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vollmer moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vollmer moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. Vollmer scores. Goodman moves to third. Dropo moves to second. One out. It's 6-3, Indians. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Buddy Rosar. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman scores. Dropo moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Lou Boudreau pinch hits for Willard Nixon. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Garcia scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.